Hi there, I'm Ada Barrett, and welcome to Kids View Devotional. You know, in my house, there is one thing that everyone fights over. It's the chargers. They charge our phones, our headphones, our computers, and our tablets. And it seems like no matter how many we have, there's never enough. You know why? As we use those devices, the batteries go down, and those devices have become a really big part of our lives. To keep them active and on, we need to recharge them. And that's what we're talking about today, recharging. Not so much about recharging a tablet, but recharging ourselves and focusing on recharging our spiritual selves. But first, for more information on how to support this podcast or to get involved by submitting a verse or prayer to be featured on an upcoming episode, visit us at anchor.fm/kidsview. So, as summer is winding down, how is your charge holding up? Have you stayed up past your normal bedtime, had days full of fun activities, maybe even gone to camp? Each of those things are fun, but they each take a toll on your internal battery. Think about a phone that has, you know, that little battery icon. And with each fun activity, you can see that battery dwindling. You start each day at 100%, but by lunchtime, you're down to 60%. And by the end of the day, you're exhausted, you're down to 5%. That's because just like our devices, people need to recharge. We work hard and we play hard, but if we don't get the proper rest, pretty soon we don't have the energy to do what we need to do. Now, it might come as a surprise to you that even Jesus had to recharge his batteries, and there's some pretty important things we can learn about how he did it. Now, think about a day in Jesus' life. Jesus traveled all around Galilee preaching, listening, and healing people. Can you imagine what that must have been like? Well, after leaving the synagogue on the Sabbath day, Jesus and some of his disciples went to the home of Simon Peter and Andrew. And when they arrived, Simon Peter's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a fever. They told Jesus about it, so he went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. All at once, the fever left her, and she was healed. Well, as you can imagine, word traveled, and by that evening, many people were brought to Jesus to be healed of all sorts of diseases. The Bible says that the whole town gathered at the door to watch. No doubt, Jesus was very tired after a long day of teaching and healing people. I'm sure that when he went to bed that night, he slept like a baby, and I'm sure his battery was worn down after that day. But Jesus got up early the next morning before sunrise and went out to find a quiet place to pray. You see, Jesus knew that just as our bodies need to be recharged, so does our spirit. And Jesus knew that it was important for him to spend time each day talking to his Father if he was going to have the spiritual strength to do what his Father had sent him to do. So when Simon Peter and the others woke up, they didn't know where Jesus was, so they went looking for him. And when they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus had recharged his batteries and was ready to go. He said to them, "Let us go to other towns and villages so that I can preach to them too. And that's what I came to do." Now, if Jesus thought it was important to recharge his spiritual batteries, don't you think it's important for us to do it as well? Of course it is. That's why it's important for us to spend time in prayer and studying God's word. And when we do this, just as Jesus did, we recharge our batteries so that we can continue to work hard and play hard, all in the way that God wants us to. So as you go about your day or your week, I want you to imagine your own little battery icon. How are you charging it? How frequently are you charging it? In other words, how much time are you spending with God? It doesn't have to be something as formal as going to church or going to Sunday school. It can be spending moments throughout the day in reflection, recognizing your gratitude and saying your prayers. Each of these activities that you do and you're thoughtful about serve to recharge your spiritual batteries. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, Thank you for the gifts that I receive every single day. Please help me remember that just like I need to rest to take care of my physical body, I need to take care of my spiritual side as well. Please help me remember that I need to renew my spirit by spending time with you in prayer, in study, and worship. And thank you for giving me the peace and the strength that comes with being yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Our verse today is Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Remember, if you have a verse that you'd like to share on a future episode or want to share prayer with our audience, visit us online and submit with the voicemail button. And parents, for more information about today's episode or to access exclusive content and talking points, be sure to visit us at anchor.fm/kidsview. We'll see you next time. Bye.